So they're reminding us to always make our complete right turn. So what they mean by that is we're being illuminated, we're being guided, we're being, what I say that, like navigated into our highest calling, into our highest mission, into our highest assembly, into our highest recognition of light. And so we want to remember that everything that is occurring in the darkness is setting our placement complete. In other words, everything that needs to be turned over, everything that needs to be reconciled, everything that needs to be advanced. Advanced means that nothing is staying in our subconscious that isn't being brought into conscious familiarity so that we can make a new definition, so that we can make a new proclamation, so that we can make a new decision about what we want to do with that energy, what we want to do with that falsehood, what we want to do with that former claim that is keeping us separated from our divine nature. Because we're returning to our divinity, we're returning to our light, we're returning to, when I just said we're returning to our light, I mean, like, if you could just play that note forever, that would be excellent. Because this is the whole point, is we're registering on our new like divine timetable, our new divine sequencing, our new divine application. And so in order to hold that light, excuse me, we must come upon the darkness and basically quit it. In other words, no longer fight with it, no longer argue with it, no longer have it keep us caged. Now that's a very important statement because there are a lot of us that walked away from our light and walked away from our power because we're busy dancing with the darkness and making all kinds of decisions that we used our power to make that really sort of backed us into a corner when then we couldn't find the light. And it's like, well, wait a minute, where did the light go? So this is our time of reclaiming, reacquaintance, remembering. So a lot of, wait a minute, let me go back, let me find my soul and, you know, soul retrieval. Let me release all of that false indoctrination about how to stay safe, about how the world works, about what's available to us, so that we can come into a new consideration of light. So every time we encounter that vibrational word or syllables or energy of light, it's like advancement. So we want to realize all that is upon us that is taking over. And so when they say taking over, that's really a literal statement where all of this has been like a false fantasy. All of this has been a projection of consciousness, of fear, of separation. And so, because each of us held a higher placement, this is very essential we understand that we each came from a higher dimensional reality and transferred our focus, transferred our identification to a lower agreement because we each agree to come into 3D in order to assist the awakening. And so we want to remember that we already hit those high notes. In other words, if you could just imagine a ladder or steps where we're already on the other side. So they're saying, like, let us give you a moment to consider that even though we kind of play in our separated existence, we actually exist in our wholeness already. So that's very essential. We're not creating something new. We're simply rejoining. We're joining back with our original assembly. So the more that we understand that, we're going to have like voting rights. We're going to have voting power. We're going to have how would I put that? Like strength beyond our previous consideration or entitlement. Once we understand that we are the light that we're bringing to us, once we understand that we were really never separated at all, we just sort of fell into the mind's illusionary trappings, we can ultimately return, because it's sort of like you trip and you fall into a little crack in the sidewalk. Well, you're kind of like stuck there until you pull yourself out, and then you're not stuck at all. So allow yourselves to be given. So being given is like rising in light's acquaintance, rising in light's affirmation, rising in light's rebirthing attributes, because that is the sign of the times, and that is the sign of the new invocation, and that is the sign of the new birthing that is in our very midst. So allow yourselves to receive heaven. Remember, heaven is not a separate physical location. It's a new understanding, identification, permission, and consciousness that is all around you. So when they're saying the words all around you, just imagine that there's glowing light, energy, particles, atoms, quarks, you know, like literally in your midst. And what you're doing is deciding to come upon them, deciding to receive them at last, deciding your new identification, deciding, they don't like that I said new, because it's more of a renewal. So again, we're just returning. It's sort of like, there's my sweater. I knew I had it here somewhere. It's not a new sweater. It was yours all along. You just forgot that you had brought it along. That is very essential, because it just shows the sort of like that Christ ownership that has sort of been with us the whole time, that we have this false illusion that it's only for, you know, certain very, very blessed spiritual beings. And the truth is, it's the truth of all of us, that we are gaining in likeness, that we are gaining in speed, that we are gaining in eloquence, that we are gaining in excellence. So when they said eloquence, there was like this reverberation of light. And this reverberation of light is gaining speed, and it's gaining velocity, and it's gaining self-interest. So self-interest is really allowing yourself to shimmer, allowing yourself to shine. Now, this is a, a vibrational sequencing or alertness of status. So alertness of status is what they refer to, what we refer to, as activations. Alertness of status of your light. Alertness of status of your power. Alertness of status of your holy remembrance. Because we're not waiting for 3D to do anything other than 3D. We're simply remembering the truth of self. And out of that wholeness, out of that consciousness, out of that love's establishment, we create our new reality. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be whole, allow yourselves to be alerted. Being alerted is, you're alerting yourself to your higher extreme, you're alerting yourself to your higher restored value, you're alerting yourself to your higher extraordinary nature. So when they say extraordinary nature, there's like this amplification of love. There's this amplification of light. So allow that. Allow that. It's like you're letting go of your mind. You're letting go of how it looks. You're letting go of what if someone saw you, like, and you're permitting yourself to dance. So just think of like an ecstatic dance where you're just one with your light and you're returning to yourself always. The more that we can return to ourselves always, there's this continuing activation of light that is soon to adjust us. In other words, we never stand still. We are always vibrating. Everything under the sun is always in motion. So allow yourselves to continue birthing that light, returning to that light, advancing with that light, because as you do, you will be stirred. So the stirring is all of a sudden you're actually in a different dimensional reality because you claimed it, because you assisted yourself as so, because you gave yourself permission, because you let go. Letting go is letting go of the fear, the old beliefs, the old constructs, the old, well, this is how my parents told me this is how life works. So we were all trained to kind of dumb down. We were all trained to let go of what was most natural. So it's a simple return to, okay, I did that, and I made a lot of contribution to the collective in doing that and finding my light and persisting and moving through a lot of karmic lineages and energies that I took on to transmute. And now it's okay for my ultimate bliss. So that ultimate bliss is a ray of sunshine. It's like you in your light, you in your blissful state, you in your full remembrance. So just think of a yogi, a master that seems to be in some kind of blissful state. That is what we're returning to. That is unity consciousness. That is what we're moving towards at a very rapid speed. So allow yourselves to receive that light in your own natural lifestyle. Because as we honor that light, as we hold that light, as we recognize that light to be true, to be the same as self, now we're creating with mastery, because now we're creating with our power. Now we're creating with our light. Remember, we're always creating. And so we're creating now with our full mastery, with our full assemblance, with our full wholeness, with our full delight. So allow that to be given. Being given is everything in your life now is responding to the vibrational readiness that you have now applauded, that you have now like co-signed with, that you have now agreed to in your true assemblance. And so now remember, there are many, many parallel realities in every single moment. And we're choosing the brightest one. We're choosing the one in which we're being gifted. We being gifted mean we recognize all being one and the same. Everyone is waking up from the false illusion of separation. So when we hold that light, we bring forth a very substantial gift to humanity. So now we understand that to really gift humanity, you have to gift yourself, because what you understand yourself to be is what you empower others, how you recognize others. So see, everybody is one in the same. One in the same. Different stages of waking up from the illusion. One in the same. All one. All one. Unity consciousness. And so it is. All right. Some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.